All right, voting is over, and the political landscape has shifted. So what have we learned? Well, NPR senior political editor and correspondent Domenico Montanaro has been digging into how President-elect Trump won a second time, and at the end of this massively eventful week, he is here with some takeaways. Hey, Domenico.
Hey, great to be with you.
We know that Trump won over historic margins with a number of voting groups. Can you dig into why that happened?
Well, most importantly, I mean, the landscape of the issues in this election really favored Republicans for years. I mean, President Biden's approval dropped with the chaotic withdrawal from Afghanistan. His approval rating really hasn't recovered since. Despite improvements in inflation, Americans haven't viewed the economy positively. The housing market, as we were just hearing about, is still inaccessible for many. Car payments, groceries remain relatively expensive because the very fixed inflation, the Federal Reserve raising interest rates, which with the improvements, they've started cutting them. And many people were upset about high border crossings. And look, the bottom line is people were in a bad mood and blamed President Biden. And it's really tough when you're the number two, as Vice President Harris is, to separate yourself from the administration's policies.
So are you saying Harris was really dragged down by Biden? She just wasn't able to break from him?
I mean, look, to Harris's credit, I have to say, looking at the exit polls, she was performing better than Biden on who people trust more on the economy. But when three quarters of people say inflation caused them a degree of hardship, two thirds have a negative view of the economy, and only a quarter of people think that they're better off now than they were 4 years ago economically, that's tough to overcome when you're the party in power.
Okay, shifting to governing in Washington, we know a president's accomplishments are closely tied to control of Congress. Republicans now control the Senate. We don't yet know which party will control the House. Where does that stand?
It's very close. There's a lot left to count on the West Coast. It's still possible Democrats win the House, but right now, Republicans have the edge to keep it, you know, with anywhere from a one to maybe four seat majority even. And that would be an even tighter margin, potentially, if it's less than four, than Republicans have right now. They've struggled to keep their coalition together trying to pass legislation. So either party is going to face differing degrees of challenges in trying to govern.
There was some speculation coming in that Democrats could do it. Why does it look like that's not going to happen?
Well, while there was some ticket splitting, I mean, we saw several Democrats, for example, do better in Senate races, pick up or hold on to some House seats that maybe they weren't expected to. But it's really hard to swim against that tide at the top of the ticket. You know, there were three competitive House races, for example, in Pennsylvania, where Democrats very narrowly lost and might have won if Harris had won the state. So, you know, what we're looking at now is a very narrow House majority, regardless of who wins control. And whoever's in charge won't have a lot of margin for error here.
Unsurprisingly, Democrats are finger-pointing and soul-searching. What's your take on where they go from here?
This happens after every election, and I will say that it's a good motto for all things in life, but beware of people offering simple solutions for complex problems. You know, nobody knows exactly what will happen or how or if Democrats dig out of this. You know, they had won these previously solidly Democratic groups who were more working class, and those voters did flip to Republicans, and that's a trend that we've seen for a while, and it was more pronounced in this election. The Democratic Party is certainly in danger of becoming a party just for elites, and that's difficult to win elections if that's the case.
So can they dig out from that?
I mean, no one really knows. For all the finger pointing that's going on and is going to take place, what would the result have been, I wonder, you know, if a Republican was in the White House when perceptions of the economy were this bad? And there have been lots of these reflections in the past 20 years when people thought that what they knew happened and then turned out to be incredibly wrong. I mean, think about 2004. Books were written about a potential permanent red majority because white evangelicals were a new force for the Republican Party. In 2008, there was talk of a permanent liberal majority with Obama's win. Others were saying that we were in a post-racial America. After 2012, Republicans were advocating for comprehensive immigration reform because they thought they'd never be able to win over Latinos if they didn't. Well, they went in a very decisively different direction with Donald Trump, and he has apparently won a record share of them for a Republican ever. So we just don't know. We shouldn't profess to know how things will change. In politics, usually it's that the right candidate at the right time with the right environment wins, even when it's hard to see that path now.
NPR senior political editor and correspondent Domenico Montanaro. Thank you.
You're welcome.